Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, welcome along to a little bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. We wanted to create these just to give you that short, sharp, helpful hit of inspiration to equip you, to lift you up, and to educate you in the mindset of high performance. As always, Lotus Cars are our partner for these, and Professor Damien Hughes is alongside me. In a moment, we're going to have a conversation about today's guest. But just give this 3 or 4 minutes of your day, and I promise you it will help to build the armor that you need to live a successful, self-belief-filled, high-performance life. On this week's bite-sized episode, former Manchester United, Arsenal and Dutch footballer Robin van Persie with advice on how to inspire your children.
So my son plays at Feyenoord. He played against Ajax under 14. He was on the bench. He didn't play. So, in the car, on the way back, he was like a bit moody, disappointed, complaining a little bit about others, about the coach, etc. And then I said, but Shaquille, I said, you sound like a loser, you know, if you talk like this in a way, you sound like you lost. I said, you are blaming him, you're blaming her, you're blaming this, you're blaming everything. I said, but I don't hear one single thing about yourself. I said, winners... I said, they take control and they blame themselves and they look where they can improve. Yeah. And this is what you should be thinking about. So I didn't tell him what he should think about. You should ask yourself the question, are you a loser or are you a winner? I said, for me, it doesn't matter. I said, because I'm your dad. The only job I have and your mom has is when you're 20, that you're a good boy, that you're ready for life. You know, you can make your mistakes, you can do what you want. I love you for the same amount. It doesn't matter for me if you make it as a football player or not. I said, but you say that this is your passion. So you should take control of your life and stop complaining because it sounds like a loser. I said, then I don't mind. If you want to be a loser, be a loser. I still love you as much. I said, it doesn't matter for me. I said, but if you want to be a winner, take control of your life and stop complaining about others. And then I watched him train the next morning. My wife said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to watch this session. 2 days later, actually, because they played on Saturday and Monday morning. So I'm there sitting, cold, hoodie on. I'm looking and I see this tiger training, running, working. And I was like, okay. He realized he has to take control of his life. He's 13 now.
Well, Damien, I think if there's a clip that has been shared around the world and watched many, many millions of times, it is this one. Why do you think it resonated so strongly with people?
I think it resonated so strongly because I think it's a conversation that many of us wish that we'd have had when we were that age. But equally, it's those of us that are parents, it's conversations that we're having with our children of getting them to understand that their mindset, accountability and their attitude is something that is within their control and that has a huge impact on the life that's in front of them.
You know, this podcast has completely changed how, well, I've already told you in the past, it's changed how I do my TV presenting job. I'm now much more interested in the psychology of football than I am about 4-4-2 or who's in the starting lineup. But it's also totally changed the way I parent, you know.
In what way? Go on.
Well, I just, before I started making these podcasts with you, I assumed that resilience was something that my children would naturally build up over time. I hadn't really considered that the only way to get resilience is to have the struggle, is to have the failure. And I, like so many other parents listening to this podcast, particularly with my daughter who was born 3 or 4 years before my son Sebastian, I built everything around her to be successful. I removed every obstacle from her path. I guided her at the right time. I never once early on let her fail and then said, what did you learn from that? I made sure she was successful and then I said to her, doesn't it feel great to be successful? And I kind of assumed being successful would lead to a mindset of wanting more success. I didn't even consider that just being successful doesn't teach you how to be successful, because it just teaches you that failure doesn't happen, which is a nonsense in the real world.
I think that's really powerful reflection, Jake, because I think that there's a concept called the Dunning-Kruger law that's worth us understanding here, and that Robin Van Persie really neatly explains to Shaquille, his son. The Dunning-Kruger law is named after two guys called Dunning and Kruger that identified that if you're good at something, you're able to articulate why you're good at it. But on the flip side, if you're not good at something, you don't quite understand it, so you make excuses, you blame other people, you externalise the reasons for your failure. And what Van Persie's doing and what you're doing with your children is you're helping them to understand the reasons behind success. You're helping them to understand the accountability, the repeatable things, the controllable elements for it. And the more you give them those tools, whatever challenges our children face, they understand how to fix it, how to put it right a lot sooner than somebody that is constantly blaming others, or as Shaquille there in Robin's discussion, blaming referees, coaches, the opposition, is a surefire way of living a life of being a loser and never quite understanding why you keep losing.
You know, while we're recording this, I'm actually looking for a message that I got from Robin a few weeks ago. and he messaged me to say, hey, remember the conversation we had about my son? This happened this weekend. And it was a clip of his son scoring an amazing goal for the final youth team. And I was like, yes, there you go. He took control. Take control of your life. He took control. There will be people listening to this now, though. Maybe they don't have kids, so they think, well, this isn't relevant to me. It's a conversation about inspiring your kids. I'm 18. I'm driving to work, or I don't have children. So what's the point? There'll also be other people going, yeah, I'm definitely going to focus on that because I've got kids and they're 7 years old, so I can still impact them. For those people that are either thinking this is just about their kids, or those that don't have kids, so think this conversation is not relevant to them, is there a point in our lives where it no longer matters to us, where we can't teach ourselves how important failure is, or this message that he was passing to his son, is it relevant to every single person listening to this conversation regardless?
Absolutely. If you remember when we chatted with Robin, that we read a quote about him that said he was a 21-year-old man going on 5 years old. And when we asked him the question, when did you grow up? His answer was when he got to 25 and when this lesson really seemed to dawn on him, when the penny dropped. And I think that can happen for any of us at any age, at any stage. It's about being open to learning new experiences. We can always improve. We can always get better. And we can always realise how to get better at our craft.
And I don't think we have to necessarily like failure, do we? I mean, Stephen Gerrard on the podcast said he hates failure. Sir Clive Woodward said he hated losing and failing as well. And it doesn't matter if you hate it, you're still going to learn from it. Sometimes some of the hardest things for us are some of the best things for us.
Yeah, there's a really great technique they use in sort of like elite military environments called the AAR, the After Action Review. And that's the point around failure, that you can fail, but it's the review that you do after it, where you explore it, work out how you could do it better next time. That's where real high performance starts.
And we actually, I'm sure you're the same, we get a lot of messages from military people actually listening to the High Performance Podcast, don't we? Saying it's helping their mindset.
Yeah, definitely. That again, but again, I think that's a reflection of their open-mindedness, that they're constantly learning. How do we improve? How can we take ideas to enhance our own performance? And hopefully anyone listening to this has got that same approach, that you're listening to learn and be able to implement.
There you go. I hope that has helped you. Today's High Performance Bite-Size episode. Thank you so much to Hannah, to Will, to Finn for putting this together. Of course, big thanks to Damien as well. And Lotus Cars. We wouldn't be able to do it without our founding partners, Lotus Cars. So there you go. A little bite-size hit of high performance. We'll see you for a full episode very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.